One, two, three, four. This is an interview for the Brickyard Workers Oral History Project at the Museum LA. The date is August 27th, 2008, and I'm at the home of Pauline Turcotte in Auburn, Maine. And Pauline, could you just start by giving me your full name, including your maiden name?
Yes. My name is Pauline Dennis, maiden name Turcotte.
And where and when were you born?
I was born in Auburn, August 4th, 1933.
And did you grow up in Auburn?
Yes.
What part?
On Washington Street. Mm-hmm. That's what they call Washington Street then. But now they call it the Brickyard Circle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your family was involved in Brickyard
Yeah,
work.
Yeah. My grandfather started this business, and three uncles and my father worked there.
And this
to
was...
To start off, you know.
Right.
It was just
And this was the Dennis Brickyard?
Yeah, Dennis Brickyard Company.
And what was your grandfather's name?
Joseph Dennis. Mm-hmm.
And he started it small, and then it grew?
Oh, yes, yeah. I think, I'm not sure, but my sister Jeanette would probably know that my grandfather used to work for his uncle. I think his last name was Brooks. And then he started his own little place.
Mm-hmm. And so your father and three uncles
mm-hmm.
grew
yeah.
the Brickyard larger, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't a great, great big place. It was just, you know,
yeah.
a family-run company. So, well, of course, they had to employ workers as the years went on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my brothers worked down there, too. Like, during summer vacations and after, one of them worked after he graduated from high school for a while. Then he went on to something else because it's really very hard work. Not anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have a lot of strength.
So mm-hmm. was your home near the Brickyard?
Yeah, it was three houses on that street. The first one was a brick house. My grandparents lived there. And the middle one was our house where I live, white house. And then it was my aunt's little house on the third one. And her husband was working for the shoe factory. He was a superintendent in one of the shoe factories.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you had family all around
you? Oh, yeah.
You.
It was just a Dennis little rendezvous.
Do those houses still exist?
Yes, yes. They're still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right on that, what was
yeah.
Washington Street?
Yeah. It's just across Crystal...
Springs.
Yeah. Okay. Right across there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did your dad ever talk about his work and the process and how the business is going? Did you get a sense of that? Or?
No, by the time he'd come home, usually they'd work till after 5. He'd just get home and wash up and have supper. And he wasn't a too talkative man.
No.
In those times, you know, they didn't kept things to themselves, more or less.
Yeah. Mm. Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers, they both passed on, and I have three sisters, or four girls.
Mm-hmm. And your uncles and your father, did mm-hmm. they work their whole career?
Yes, they all, the younger one, Rossi, he went in the service. And so I think Willie did too, William. Yeah, I think it was is it Fort Devens? Was that in Massachusetts? I'm not sure. Yeah, two of them were in the service, World War II.
And then they came back?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then they all returned working at the Brickyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are any of them by any chance still living?
No, the oldest one was William. He died just last year, the year before. He was 97. He just made it. I think a couple of days after, he passed on after his birthday.
Yeah.
So he had a nice long life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, did any of their children, your uncle's children, stay?
Yeah, the boys, yes, they were
there.
Oh,
you did mention that.
Yeah, my cousins, yeah. Yeah, they all did accept, I'm trying to think, I guess that all the boys did, because most of them had girls, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have too many boys. Yeah, the cousins all, as they grew up, you know, they worked down there.
I'm trying to get a timeline of how long the brickyard ran for. Do you recall when it started, when the family was no longer involved in brick making?
Yeah, it was, I wouldn't know the year or when, Jeanette, my sister would. She's good on dates and stuff like that. I can't say when it was. It was probably 19, maybe 80 something. Okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they sold the land and as it was, because the last few years they weren't working it at all. But they did, they used to, in the winter, they started up a little oil company, so they delivered oil during the winter, because there's not much doing in the winter. And then in the spring and summer and fall, then they worked down the brickyard. But that date, Jeanette would know more. You know, she'd be able to pin it down.
Now, were you ever around the brickyard where you got to see things happening and how they worked?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, we'd just go down and take a walk. And when they'd have the a kiln up, that's K-I-L-N, that's where they bake the bricks, they cook them. Called bacon, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was real hot there. They have to put wooden logs under, you know, through the a little hole thing that they'd make the. I can't explain it too well. Anyways,
it's like
they'd
a have to go opening.
Yeah. And then they would keep that going. I don't know, probably over a week, probably 8 days, day and night. Somebody had to be there and shove some wood in there, so it had to be at a certain temperature. All, you know, once they started. So during it, my mother would make lemonade, and we'd go down to the brickyard and give the workers, if they wanted, a glass of lemonade, and of course they liked that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot work.
Yeah. Just a chance to have something, nice cool lemonade on a hot day like that. So if they work, through the day and at night. So that's when everyone's so tired. My father would hardly sleep then, because he'd be more or less checking up on the workers, you know? Yeah. So, nowadays, I don't know, Morin Brick, is that still going? And it's all automatic, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's nothing, everything's all.
Not the same.
No. Oh. No. Yeah.
Did your dad ever come home and tell stories about the brickyard, or?
I don't remember, really.
Yeah.
No, whatever would happen, could just go down the hill and see, because we lived right there.
Right.
And it's, we probably had little stories about certain ones, but nothing that I can remember.
Yeah. Hmm. Is there anything that I'm not asking you about brick making or your family's involvement that you think is important to add?
They had two kinds of bricks. They had the wire cut and then the water struck.
Oh, yeah.
Water struck, I think.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, water struck. They were made entirely different, in a different manner. Yeah.
And then they were used for different purposes also?
The wire cut for the building,
yeah.
And the other one, I don't know if it was, I think it was rougher. It wasn't as smooth as the wire cut.
Mm.
After, with all finished, the finished product.
Yeah.
Mm. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't.